Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
When I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Nellie, and you are tuned in to my show called The Cat's Pajams every Friday from 11 to 12. You just heard a track by the band Dear Nora, who formed in the late 90s. There were a bunch of friends that went to Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon, and they named their band Dear Nora after a music professor they had, and her name was Nora. So that was the track Make You Smile, and that was off of the very first 7-inch they released, but it's also on this compilation of all of their rarities. I just kind of rediscovered them. I didn't really give them much thought the first time I heard them, but I've been listening to them a lot this week. So that was Dear Nora. Got a good show for you today. Lots of fun, new stuff, lots of different genres. But I think I'm going to play some Speedy Ortiz next. They are, I don't know where they're from actually, East Coast. But they released a fantastic album last year, and they will be releasing a new album called Foil Deer out in April. And I'm going to play the first single off of that, which is called Raising the Skate.
We'll be right back.
not even a fraction. You just glimpsed your own reflection in a gold sheet. I'm not bossy, I'm the boss. Shooter, not the shot. Welcome, pose with keys to raise the skate. I'm chief, not the overthrow. Captain, not the cronies. So if you want to throw, you better have an awful Olympic stone.
Yeah.
right, and we're back. You are tuned into the Cat's Pajamas. My name is Nellie. You just heard a track by a band called Living Hour, and this is taken from a cool little 7-inch split off of a label from Bristol in the UK called Art Is Hard Records. And they did this thing in 2012 where they did a 4-way split. So they got 4 bands that are on their label and did a little album called Family Portrait. And on that album, Joanna Gruson was on there, Play Lounge, Keel Her, and Gum. And they decided to do it again with 4 new bands that they've added to their label. And Living Hour is on that. And they are Canadians. So that's why I played their song. So they're from Winnipeg. And I hadn't heard of them before, but I really dug that track. Before Living Hour, you heard Joanna Gruson with a new track off of their forthcoming album that is coming out in May, and it's called Peanut Butter. I like that name. How come no one has named an album Peanut Butter before? Maybe they have. But anyway, yeah, that song was called Last Year. And yeah, another solid track by them, just like aggressive indie pop music. And then before Joanna Gruson, you heard Speedy Ortiz with the song Raising the Skate. And yes, that's all I have to say. Up next, I'm going to play a track by a artist from Victoria. She, I think her name is Hannah, and she is a wonderful visual artist, but also releases really great kind of bedroom pop music. And she goes by the name Hans Moll, and she released a album back in September, but I just started listening to it now. It's called Whitest Whiteness, and I'm going to play you the track Ray of Light.
Thank you. Get ready for the 2015 Metro Vancouver Transportation and Transit plebiscite. You must be on the provincial voters list to get a vote-by-mail voting package. Register to vote or make sure your voter registration is up to date now at elections.bc.ca/OVR or call 1-800-661-8683. That's 1-800.
I just wanted to do a nice experimental music radio show and maybe throw in some
just feel when
nice
you're
talking that anonymous like private
audio
sense in your podcast.
I mean, I think I can talk and that's good enough.
Fight or flight music
sometimes
for things that are not alright.
I just
radio essays and travesties, radio catechisms, half-baked philosophy and criticism, experimental beat music, avant-garde, post-punk, industrial, noise, ad nauseum. Cue it up. Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR's annual fundraiser kicks off this February 26th at UBC's Pit Pub. Is CITR your favorite radio station? Do you feel an intense desire to support its continuing mission to provide alternative programming that you literally will not hear anywhere else? Maybe you answered yes, or maybe you just like to get wild and listen to good music. Either way, this event promises to provide all that and more. Featuring Ace Martins, Atsy, Tits and Bread, Listening Party, and student DJs between bands. Admission is $5 or $3 for CITR members and club affiliates. All proceeds go towards CITR's 2015 fund drive, running from February 26th to March 6th. Of some symptom.
Okay, you are listening to the Cat's Pajams. I'm heading towards the end of the show. You heard a track by the San Francisco band Sunny and the Sunsets, who were just here on Wednesday night, actually. I didn't get the chance to see them, but I'm sure it was a great show. They played with Colleen Green, and Sunny and the Sunsets just released their new album called Talent Night at the Ashram, and I played you the track Cheap Extensions. Not too many songs about hair extensions and how great they are, because they're probably not that great. I'm sure they would be a hassle to wear. Anyway, before that lovely track, you heard Kevin Morby with the song The Ballad of Arlo Jones off of his album Still Life, and at the top of the set, you heard Jessica Pratt with her song Bushel Hide. Jessica Pratt and Kevin Morby will both be playing the Biltmore tomorrow night. And yeah, so before I just explained what I just played, you heard a PSA made by the lovely Jonathan Q for our Fun Drive kickoff party, which I want to chat about. So for those of you who don't know what Fun Drive is, you will know soon if you're a regular listener. So it's our yearly, I hear music, but I'm not playing it. Anyways, that's distracting. Anyways, it's our yearly fundraising campaign, and to kick things off, the student executive is throwing a little show in the Pit Pub. We have four bands playing, and I'm going to play a track by Ace Martins, who will be playing that. So it's going to be Ace Martins, Atsy, Tits and Bread, and Listening Party. So yeah, it should be a great time. It's $5. It's $3 for CITR members. So you should all come out and support the station. The next show, when I have my show on Friday next week, will just be me kindly asking for your support to help the station. The theme of this year's Fun Drive is called Let's Get Digital, and we are digitizing all of our reels so we can preserve our past, but then we are also launching a new website. You'll hear a lot about that in the coming week. So let's get back to the music. There's about 10 minutes left of the show, so this is a track called Breezy by Ace Martins.
Thank you.
All right, that was a track by Ace Martins called Silent Days off of an EP they released called Breezy. Ace Martins will be playing this Thursday at the Pit Pub as part of the Student Execs Fun Drive kickoff party. Got one more song left. I was going to play a couple more songs, but I don't have time. Also, I would like to make a correction that the Kevin Morby, Jessica Pratt show is at the Electric Owl and not the Biltmore. So I think I'm just going to end the show now with a new track by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, who are releasing a new album called Multi Love in May, and that's going to be off of Jag Jaguar, and yeah, I'm excited. I feel like they just released an album, but that was 2 years ago. Anyway, I hope you guys all have a great week. Reading week is over, unfortunately, so all of you UBC students, I'll see you on Monday. So, yeah. Have a great weekend.
She don't want to be your